Benson Trefoil Guild. This September, the Guild learned about things, all things rubbish, courtesy of Jess, from the Southern Vale Waste Team. Did you know that Oxfordshire has the best record on recycling domestic waste in England? Or that compostable bags don't work well in our green food waste cabbies because they bung up the biodigester plant at Cromarsh? So what should you use instead? Plastic bread bags? Any plastic bags that vegetables or other foods come in, or even the dreaded junk mail or newspaper, all can be used to line your green food caddy. Plastic bags can be skimmed off the top of the biodigester slurry, while paper will break down completely. By contrast, the compostable bags partially break down, forming a sticky goo that clogs up the mechanism. Jez gave us loads of hints and tips to make recycling easier and more effective. And as a result, my grey bin is now much emptier and my green recycling bin is much fuller. So helping to keep Oxfordshire at the top of the recycling league table. All in all, a very interesting and informative talk. And that helps us all to do our bit to reduce, reuse and recycle our waste. Benson Trefoil Guild is open to new members, and if you would like to join us, we meet on the third Tuesday of every month at the Millstream in Benson. If you would like to know more about the Trefoil Guild membership, please look at their website or just come along to our next meeting. Although we are part of Girl Guiding, you do not have to have had any previous involvement with the Girl Guiding movement to join Trefoil Guild. And we do not wear a uniform. We offer fun, friendship and enjoyment in a supportive environment, meeting people with similar life histories and interests. Closing quotes this month, of course, have to be total rubbish. Waste is only waste if we waste it. Will I am. Refuse what you do not need. Reduce what you do need. Reuse what you do consume. Recycle what you cannot, refuse, reduce or reuse, and compost the rest. That's from B. Johnson. And the article is written by Helen Horton.